be brief. Senate Bill 82 lifts the moratorium placed by the legislature last session on broadcasters in Alaska regarding the advertising and promotion of charitable gaming activity. The legislation permits activity consistent with federal law. There are a couple of exceptions. In the title and in Section 3 of the bill, a definitive statement is made which prohibits the conducting of gaming activity on the air. Also in the title and Section 3, there's a prohibition against the promotion or advertising of pull-tab activity. Intent language in Section 1 states that the policy of the state toward the use of broadcasting to promote charitable gaming activity should be generally consistent with federal law. Section 2 of the measure includes findings based on testimony presented to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which justify the exclusion of advertising or promoting of pull tabs. Section 4 repeals the moratorium on this activity imposed by the legislature last year. Section 2 of Chapter 33 retains the exceptions made last year. These, of course, include the 12 hours of gaming activity by public broadcasters and the broadcast of fish derbies. Passage of the Charity Games Advertising Clarification Act of 1988 was a recognition by Congress of the unfair nature of banning the advertising and promotion of charitable games through the electronic media. The law provides broadcasters essentially the same opportunities afforded the print media to compete for the limited advertising dollars which may be available. The federal law allows activities conducted by a not-for-profit organization or a government organization or conducted as a promotional activity by a commercial organization and is clearly occasional and ancillary to the primary business of that organization. I think one point needs to be made very clear. Operators of games cannot advertise or promote over the airwaves. Federal law dictates that a nonprofit organization actually operates the activity. Restrictions on broadcasters remain. Violations are subject to the enforcement powers of the Federal Communications Commission, and those include fines and, in the worst-case scenario, forfeiture of license. The National Association of Broadcasters, and in turn the Alaska Broadcasters Association, I believe, and Senator Duncan believes, do a good job ensuring the members are aware of the restrictions imposed by law. The Senate Labor and Commerce and Judiciary Committees spent considerable time and effort on the legislation. As a result of the work, I think we were able to forge compromises which address various concerns. We did add some things to your packet in the last few moments. I know there's been some concern with bingo, and there are three examples of how bingo works under the federal law, and that's from the National Association of Broadcasters handbook. I'd be happy to go through those for you if you wish. We do have Ernie Pauly from the Alaska Commercial Broadcasters here as well. Trying to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Keith. Any questions? The senator, last time I talked to him, he said he was inclined to support taking bingo advertising out of this. Is that still his position?
I think his position is you'd have to have some good reasons to do that, like in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The findings were based on testimony as to why the state could restrict pull tabs, and there were some equal protection considerations. I sort of not heard through this whole deliberation on this bill any reason at all that would justify excluding bingo. So
I think I'll try to establish a reason for that.
Okay.
There's two types of bingo halls in Alaska, right? There's the kind that are run by the permittee, and there's the kind that are run by operators. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And this bill would only allow one type of bingo hall to advertise. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. Under the federal law, you'd have to be the permittee conducting the game.
Right. So there's just one or two that are big-time operations that I know of. There's Lucky Strike Bingo in Anchorage. Do you know of any others that combine and give
away? You probably know more about it than I do. Okay. As far as how the games are actually conducted.
So you really got an equal protection problem here too, don't you? Because you're going to have a bingo hall side by side, both turning their money over to charities, but one will be able to advertise on the air and the other one won't.
That would be, I think then it becomes a decision of the permittee as to how they would, if they want to advertise, they'd have to operate the game themselves.
But now you've got the equal protection problem. You just identified yourself because some of the permittees don't have the sophistication backup to invest the money necessary to operate a bingo game on their own. And there, you've got an equal protection problem. So now, have you heard a reason?
I think it's true, too, that we aren't talking about it's the exception where they aren't able to run the games themselves. Virtually none of them do. There are tons and tons of charities that are involved as permittees. Virtually none of them are a very tiny group are able to run themselves. It just isn't within the realm of reality for these groups that have one or two employees.
And I guess all I can intelligently address is the confines that are enunciated in federal law. I mean,
sure.
I know virtually next to nothing as to who runs and operates bingo games in Anchorage.
But you said you hadn't heard any reason. Now you've heard a reason, right?
If the committee in its wisdom decides that's a good enough reason.
Okay, but the next committee, if this goes to another committee, you go to that committee, are you going to say you've heard no reason while there's any potential equal protection issue? There's no reason not to do this? Are you going to say that? Well, I'd like to know if this is...
We can't control what people say. I think you made the point.
May I confer with Mr. Pauling? What's your thoughts on that as far as a reason for it?
Well, we'll have this probably up in a second.
Okay.
If you'd like to testify. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Great. If John, if you could join us.
Well, I guess to clarify for the record, Mr. Chairman, the problem here is there's a serious equal protection problem because this bill would only authorize one bingo hall that I know of to advertise on a scale that would be really detrimental to the effect on other charities. And the reason they'll be able to do that is because they have the economic backing to put up the probably multi-hundred thousands of dollars necessary to obtain the equipment and the facilities to start into this type of operation. So all those charities that don't have that massive bank account and are able to access that money wouldn't be able to do that and wouldn't be able to advertise. Thus, we've got a real serious problem there, fairness.
John, if you could offer your thoughts on that.
The department was concerned about the original Senate Bill 6, and we have gone through, I believe, five committees on the Senate side, and unfortunately, the fiscal note that you have in your packet is outdated, and you'll have a fresh one coming right now. It's being photocopied. And essentially, it says, the fiscal note you have in your packet says the bill would prohibit the conduct of gaming activities. Well, in fact, after that was amended, it does provide for public broadcasting to do their 12 hours a year, so that's been corrected. It's still a zero fiscal note, and I have a bill analysis attached. Our concern has been in the area of the advertising was that on airwaves provide another allowable expense. Thus, could reduce the net proceeds through another allowable expense. We addressed our concern in that regards through a regulation that we have, we went to hearing with in January. The regulation would only provide an allowable deduction for advertising, all advertising at 5%. So our concern in that regards, I think, has been met through the regulation limiting the amount of allowable advertising to 5% of adjusted gross income. In the question on equal protection, there is another bingo hall in Fairbanks called Honest Bingo that is permitting that would be able to use airwaves to advertise against their competition, I suppose. That's a concern. There has not given us a clear signal as far as any opposition to the bill. They're aware of it. They've had copies of our fiscal note bill analysis, and we haven't had an outcry or a nod of approval either. So basically, have no opposition to the bill, but we're concerned about the expense and have limited those expenses through our regulations.
Thank you, Mr. Hansen. Mr. Hansen, the whole purpose of the Gaming Act and to allow charitable gaming is to get money to charities and nonprofits. Will this measure reduce the net income to charities?
Well, I have a good crystal ball, as well as you do, and it certainly would allow another deductible expense. The question is, would advertising bring in more revenue? I believe that the gaming industry in Alaska is kind of at its top. I think we've reached the maximum amount of revenue, gross revenue, that this industry is going to produce for the permittees that are sharing from it. Now it's a question of distribution. From what I've seen, the $135 million gross handle in charity is the highest in the country per capita. So I have a suspicion that we've maxed what our gross revenue is going to be. Now, through various pieces of legislation in both bodies, we're trying to distribute that revenue to whom the law intended. I don't know if advertising would bring in new revenue on the airwaves that might, in fact, increase potential revenue for permittees, or, in fact, if we're looking at the same dollars and just another deduction or reduction in revenue to the permittees. I can't answer. That was our concern and why we did the regulation implementation.
So to put the question another way then, one of the goals that I've always felt should be that we should maximize return to the charities with the minimum amount of activity, because gambling causes social problems. There's no question about that. Everywhere it is, we see the problems. No experts disagree with that. Well, so your testimony is the only way this bill could result in a net income decrease for the nonprofits is by an increase in total activity, which is exactly what we don't need in this state, exactly what the voters voted against.
But she's also gambling activity, which she's also arguing isn't likely to occur either, because we're close to our maximum already.
Right, so, and if it doesn't occur, then this bill reduces the money that goes to charity. So your testimony is there's two bingo halls that would really be get an advantage from this, one in Fairbanks and one in Anchorage.
Honest Bingo in Fairbanks and Lucky Strike Bingo in Anchorage are permittee-run bingo halls that compete with operator-run bingo halls. In Southeast Alaska, we don't have any operator-run bingo halls. We have exclusively permittee-run bingo halls.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'd suggest that if it was possible to, split out the poll taps from bingo, that would be one question. But they're not. You can't do that because poll taps are being sold at bingo halls all over the state. So you're still going to have the poll tap problem that would go through all these findings in this bill to establish we don't want to encourage. So then we're just going to make these findings about how bad poll taps are and advertise for bingo, have them go to the bingo where they play the poll tabs. And that doesn't make any sense to me. This seems to be really special interest legislation because it only applies to two halls in the two largest cities, one in each city, giving them an incredibly biased advantage for advertising to compete for the same number of dollars Mr. Hansen's identified. That means that very specific charities are going to benefit and all other charities will detriment from this legislation in the where that activity is going on in those two metropolitan centers. And also, we have no limits here as to cutting off regarding the volume of activity, so that this could very easily be used by those that are using the highest number of the amount of playing and the highest amount of volume, rather than being focused somehow for some small operation. I guess those are all my concerns.
Mr. Pauly, do you want to testify?
I have no, absolutely no knowledge of prior to this, have an IRS nonprofit status. Commercial broadcasters would not be able to accept advertising from them. So I think the question of whether or not they're an IRS nonprofit would be critical. The concern, my client has no problem with the exception of Bingo or any other policy decision the body would want to make in relation to that. My client's primary concern at this time is that the integrity of the bill, if you will, the legal integrity of the bill may be threatened if suitable language can't be included where Bingo is concerned, that it was used to justify the exclusion of pull tabs. The findings on pull tabs have to do with social judgments that are being made in relation to pull tabs. It has to do with potential for abuse, financial manipulation, and quite a strong argument justifying the exclusion. While it's only a suggestion, it may be possible that the problem of these very large volume, very sophisticated bingo halls could be finessed if the language in the existing bill simply said that you could not only not advertise pull tabs, but you would be prohibited from advertising for an activity that in addition sold pull tabs. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. I make that recommendation with some reservation because I haven't really had a chance to think it through all that carefully. But there might be a way of massaging some of the existing language to finesse that problem.
Yeah, that makes a point. Is there, I guess, a question for John? Are there bingo halls that don't sell pull tabs anymore?
No.
But that would be a way of not closing down, for instance, the famous example of the Catholic Church having a bingo game. It's highly unlikely that the diocese has got pull tabs in the rectory.
Actually, the Honest Bingo in Fairbanks is run by the Catholic Parish. They do substantial business there. Is it in bingo and pull tabs?
Oh, wow.
It's called Praise the Lord, the pull tabs.
It seats over 400 people.
You get three Jesuses.
As long as we take a testimony,
and
just their hands it.
Father McGregor, that's his name, Father.
Three.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have no further comment.
Mr. Hansen, these two bingo halls are both nonprofits, right? With the IRS?
To qualify for the permit, they have to be. They have their 501c3 status.
Right. So that'd be the answer to Mr. Ponsier's question. They both are nonprofits.
Yeah, all permittees are generally nonprofits. They aren't political parties or some other entity that fits with the law.
Yeah, they're not all nonprofit.
Right. There's the political party, there's the other exceptions. But you do have to be a charity, you have to be a 501c3 under the tax code.
That's correct.
If one was to preclude anyone who runs pull tabs, including bingo halls, who's left out there in the world of gaming activities who could broadcast?
Raffles, ducky races, depending on what bill, if we have a gaming bill passed, other contests of skills, it's just our turn.
So that's like the Lottery Alaska crew? Seems to keep producing illegal ideas for different types of raffles.
Currently, the Lottery Alaska sweepstakes, in my opinion, is something more than illegal gambling.
Right. But it seems like this would be something they'd really like. I know they told me before they wanted to do it.
There'd be a commercial operator.
Yeah, they're not complete. Representative Dowling, what's your thought about the idea of Mr. Pauly's of extending this prohibition in here to anyone who operates pull tabs on the premises, so to exclude bingo halls as well? That seems to be a way that you could differentiate and so forth.
Yeah, it is, Mr. Chairman. That would make it better. I think having some total volume amount would make it better yet. A limit you couldn't have over a certain amount of prizes per year and advertise. We're really talking about the small-time
one, since it was a small announcement. You know, that would seem to make a lot more sense.
I mean, you could have so much spent per year on advertising.
Right. Well, we have some limits and ranks on that, but I think that the it ought to be to the volume of activity, so that it's not, you know, you're not advertising these massive operations. You're just advertising the real simple little bingos, if that's what they want to do. Although it doesn't seem to make a lot of economic sense to do that.
Yeah, it seems unlikely bingo would be involved if we excluded pull tabs and bingo, because I doubt we're going to be out spending money to drag people in to play bingo.
Right.
Well,
just at the simplest levels,
you know. What the law was supposed to be all about in the first place.
Does anyone else want to testify on this bill today? Mark.
For the record, Mark Higgins, representing the Alaska Charitable Games Association. Just a quick clarification, Mr. Chairman, if I could. What would be the effect of an equal protection challenge that struck the law or an aspect of the law, whether it was a pull tab or bingo ban, and left the rest of the law intact, so that the repeal of our current prohibition would still be intact, whereas the ban on pull tabs wouldn't be, so that essentially it opened it up to broadcasting across the board. And I'm asking for an opinion, basically a legal interpretation of that issue.
I don't know the answer. We can certainly try to draft it in a way that the part was struck down, that the existing law would go back into effect. So possible draft in that.
Sounds like a judiciary committee issue. You could have, we'd have to have some sort of contingent
sunset
or repealer, a repealer of a repealer, something like that.
We will try to come up with a CS that incorporates the suggestion of full tabs and bingo halls.